You know, this whole initiative started last year. The governor, when she spoke to our caucus, she spoke of this energy conservation program that she was going to be promoting this session. I really piqued my interest because I thought, what a novel idea. Not only can we save energy, but also save money at the same time without costing the state any new financial resources. Just made lots of sense. And I was really honored to be able to carry this bill on the House side, and particularly since it was the governor's initiative. And we've put forth a piece of legislation and now a law that stands to save the money by 2020 anywhere between $300 to $500 million. Significant savings just by encouraging people to change their behavior, just by making some common sense changes to the way that we deal in our offices, whether it's turning off our lights, turning off our computers, all of these just simple things that we can do that just make common sense. And so I was thrilled when the governor signed this into law today, really proud to be part of it. And as I mentioned at the press conference, I think as we look back on this session, the accomplishments that we've achieved, I really think long term this is probably going to be one of the larger positive accomplishments that we've achieved this year.